Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Tuesday, January 24th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. If you caught yesterday's episode, it is full of Adam Asseri's Ask Me Anything from last week. He did so many question and answers that the episode is 8 minutes long, and I still have more questions to do. I'm going to get into them, but first, there's some really exciting TikTok news that I wanted to talk about. This comes from Business Insider. TikTok is quietly testing a podcast feature that could make the app a bigger challenger to Spotify and YouTube. That's the headline. Okay, let's just talk about this in context first. A lot of people watch podcasts on YouTube. I personally am not one of those people, but I do know a lot of friends who watch podcasts on YouTube, not giving the podcast their full visual attention, but they might put it in the cup holder while they're driving, or maybe they put the phone on the counter while they're washing dishes, and they periodically glance at it because you do not need to give an interview between a couple of people your full attention visually. Audio, of course, you want to be listening to, but video is not as important. However, YouTube and Spotify are both very focused on video podcasts. Let's talk about this show for a second. I have only made an audio podcast for this because, frankly, editing video takes more time and energy, and also the environment has to be conducive to it. For instance, there has to be proper lighting. I would certainly want to add captions, make sure that I edit out the ums, whereas I do that often on an audio podcast. It definitely takes a little bit more time and energy to do that for video. Then you want to upload the video to as many locations as possible. It doesn't really make sense to just have a video podcast on one platform if you could upload it to multiple platforms. As of right now, the only major platforms that support video podcasts would be YouTube and also Spotify. YouTube supports it in vertical or horizontal format, but likely horizontal format, like a widescreen TV, where Spotify only supports vertical format like Reels or TikToks. Now, let's get into what TikTok is doing. TikTok is testing a podcast feature that would allow users to listen to audio in the background. This is a departure from how TikTok does content normally, where if you exit out of the app, you're not going to hear the audio from the app continue. It pauses the playback. Now, why is this so relevant? A recent survey from the company Morning Consult found that many U.S. consumers now see podcasts as more of a video-based medium than an audio one. Of the 2,200 people surveyed, 46% said they preferred podcasts that include video, compared with 42% who said they opted for only audio podcasts. One in three respondents said YouTube was their preferred podcast app, followed by Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I'm super excited about this because when I inevitably make the leap to video podcasts, and I will at some point, once I figure out a process that hopefully involves someone else editing that video for me, it could be uploaded not only as an audio show here and you could listen to it the way you continue to, but you could watch that video on Spotify or on YouTube or hopefully in TikTok, which I really like as a concept. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll get into a couple more of the Ask Me Anything questions.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And we're back. Okay, let's continue with the Ask Me Anything questions. Next one, what can I do if Instagram won't verify my account? This is so frustrating when it happens, especially if there are other accounts impersonating you.
The primary thing we look when we're trying to decide whether or not to verify someone is whether or not there's enough press about them to establish that they are notable and therefore at the risk of being impersonated. So the best thing you can do is link to any press articles you have about you in your application, which you can do in the app.
If you haven't already, create a bookmarks folder, call it press, and every time you get mentioned in a news article or something else relevant, bookmark it and add it to that folder. This way you'll have everything prepared when you're ready to submit for verification. Next question, which isn't a question, it's a statement. Photographers have lost their faith in Instagram. You know, I think back to when Instagram first started and how simple it was, and times have really changed. Things have gotten complicated. Remember that just square photo app where you could only do one thing?
We definitely have a number of photographers who have been upset. I want to be clear, though we are leaning into video, we still value photos. Photos will always be part of Instagram. I think we were over-focused on video in 2022 and pushed ranking too far and basically showed too many videos and not enough photos. We've since balanced, so things like how often someone likes photos versus videos and how often someone comments on photos versus videos are roughly equal, which is a good sign that things are balanced. And so to the degree that there is more video on Instagram over time, it's going to be because that's what's driving overall engagement more. But photos are always going to be an important part of what we do. And there's always going to be people who love and are interested in finding photos on Instagram and elsewhere. And I want to make sure that we're very clear about that.
He actually said something pretty significant there that I want to focus on. Responses in the form of comments to both photos and videos is pretty much equal. So that indicates that the audience on Instagram as a whole is digesting both forms of content equally and responding to them that way. Now, of course, that doesn't take into account all the people who watch videos and don't comment on them. They could watch a lot of videos and spend a lot of time watching videos, but conversely, there are undoubtedly people who look at a lot of pictures and don't make comments either. So it's hard to tell based off fully that data to get a complete picture, but the comments do indicate where people are spending their time, and I do think that's very important. Next question. This is the last one we're going to do for today. Any tips on handling Instagram's photo compression? The quality gets so bad sometimes. I have seen this. Here's the answer.
That's not good. Definitely report a bug so we can figure out what phone you're on, because sometimes it's specific to the phone. But generally, we do look at the speed of your internet connection. And so if you upload while you have a faster connection, either 5G, 4G, or you're on Wi-Fi, we're going to do less compression than if you're on a very slow or intermittent connection where we're worried about the photo actually getting uploaded.
I would say in that case, best bet, wait until you're on some solid Wi-Fi before you upload the picture. If you're in a tunnel and you're only getting 3G or something, maybe hold off. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. This is review week. So if you like the show, if you enjoy this content, please leave a review of the show. You can find a link to do so in the show notes or whatever platform you listen to this show on. You can probably find a way to leave a review over there, which I would appreciate. The best one, though, is Apple Music, and you can get to that right in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to come back tomorrow for more social media news, strategy, and other things that are relevant.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks of Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently until they let me run the team and start to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacy. I use their logo with permission, not malicious or callously. No trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.